It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Gwen.
And I'm Shannon.
And we're tackling a touchy topic this week, tweens. I say touchy because in our house, that would totally describe my tween.
Mine too. Well, touchy and on occasion, rude. That's why we thought we'd talk today about some of the best tips we found for reining in rude behavior. Discipline tactics that work when they were younger have started to change, so we're navigating new waters.
So true. And I think kids go through this cranky stage earlier than we ever did. First of all, because puberty is striking earlier. And secondly, because almost every TV show they watch has sarcastic and rude talk, and the parents are always the idiots.
Well, one of the best tips I've heard lately for dealing with rude behavior is to break the interaction pattern. Instead of explaining again why they are not allowed to speak to you that way and then punishing, you might say something like, "I don't like how we're getting along lately. Let's start over." Then you make a pact not to be rude or critical with one another and agree on an activity to go do together. If your tween is rude, you end the event and then you try it another day.
I think teenagers sometimes come across as defensive and challenging when they're really trying to get answers and kind of figure out the world around them. We need to teach them how to ask questions a little more diplomatically. And one thing that's hard to remember is that developmentally, it's appropriate for them to question what we're asking them to do, but they've got to learn that they can't do it in a disrespectful way.
Good point. Well, for more tips on dealing with a kid who's riding the emotional roller coaster of tweendom, visit our website. That's nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.